Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. So August 29th, which was this Saturday, 2020, Sam, my best friend, got married. And so that's kind of obviously what I want to talk about today. So the 28th was her dinner rehearsal. Then it went really fast, actually. I kind of expected it to take a lot longer than I did. But I have no complaints. It did go fast. She was a little annoyed that there were people there watching. She was a lot of annoyed that there were people there watching us. But, you know, we did what we did. We did it quick and easy. And so everything went pretty smooth. And then, so the next day was her wedding. We stayed the night at my mom's so that we could get, like, a decent night's sleep. And because that way it's also a lot closer, and I ended up waking up at 6:45 in the morning. I didn't plan to wake up at that time because the wedding's not till 2, or the wedding wasn't until 5, but we had to be there between like 2 and 2:30 and whatnot. I woke up and I just started getting ready. I made coffee. My mom lives with my brother at the moment, so I was with Steven also. Well, he was at work, but his girlfriend, yes. So anyway, and then shortly after I got a shower, I was able to have coffee, I painted my nails, and then shortly after, Tyler woke up, and then Jeremiah woke up, and then my mom woke up. So everybody was awake in the house, and we just hung out. We had a pretty slow morning. I already did my nails, and so I didn't have to worry about that. I like to do my nails, like, for special events. I've learned I like to do them when Tyler is still sleeping. My mom made a delicious dinner. I mean, breakfast. Which was a pretty big breakfast, but I have no complaints because that was the only thing I eaten. We had breakfast at, like, 8 or 9. And that was the only thing I had eaten until about 6. So no complaints. Thanks, Mom, for the breakfast. And so then my mom, and then I started getting ready. My mom, like, got in the shower and whatnot. I think. I actually don't even remember. But I started getting ready. I attempted to do my own hair. I knew what I wanted. I wanted, like, the braid headband. But I just learned how to French braid, so there's no way in God's name I'm not going to be able to do it to myself. The way I wanted to do it, or let alone I can't braid my own braids yet. So, my mom ended up doing it for me, and then I did some of my makeup at the house. And then around 1, I called Sam, and we were going to head to her house, but decided just to go to the, ceremony, where the ceremony is going to be. And so we got there, got the dresses out of the car and everything, and Sam met us there, and we carried things in, and from there, we kind of just, like, started getting ready slowly in the beginning. We just started getting ready, I think once everybody was there, we actually started getting ready. I started getting Tyler's hair done. I have never used hair product in her hair before, besides, like, leave-in conditioner, but that little girl had so much hairspray and so much, mousse in her hair that, I mean, I'll be honest, I still haven't washed it out, but I'm going to tonight, and I can't wait. So there was that, and then after Tyler was ready, Sam was also getting her girls ready, Presley and Jonesy, and we both kind of agreed that, like, getting them ready is the least stressful time. Like, that was the most, I want to say, relaxing out of all of it, is because, like, we knew what we were going to do. It's pretty simple to do their hair. Jonesy and Presley were the flower girls, and then Tyler was not the ring bearer, but a modified ring bearer. She didn't carry the rings down. She carried the sign that said, "Here comes your bride," which I think her job was, like, absolutely fitting for her. And then Jonesy and Presley with the flowers was super, super cute. And so after the girls were done, they kind of went into the back room. They kind of had, like, a lounge locker room attached to, like, where we were getting dressed. And so Jeremiah spent a lot of time, like, managing Tyler while I was getting ready. And then I learned how to steam iron, and I steam ironed Sam's dress for her while she was getting ready. And then everybody was getting in their dresses, and everybody was, like, helping each other. And then I put on my dress, and everybody was helping me because my boobs were falling out of my dress. And so everybody was helping me, and they were, like, super nice. Like, it was so, I had a lot of fun. I'm not a makeup doer, but that was a lot of fun. And so after our hairs and makeups were done and our dresses were on, we went to take our pictures, which honestly, like, once we started taking pictures, that went by super quick. I don't know if it was a little rushed. I do know that Sam wanted to take pictures with masks on. She bought cute masks that, like, kind of matched the theme, and we didn't get to do that. But at the same time, I hope the picture she has come out really, really well. And Sam, I can't wait to see them directed towards you. And then after that, we kind of waited around for a little bit. I don't remember for what. I do know that, everybody kind of went back downstairs. All the girls kind of went back downstairs. I don't know if it was for, like, makeup touch-ups or whatnot. Again, this is the first wedding that I've attended since, being an adult and actually part of a wedding. So I was her maid of honor, which, thanks to Google, I knew I had an idea-ish of what I was supposed to do. And so then we walked, and so then the wedding started. Everybody was sitting down. Jeremiah sat in the second row. It's a social distancing pandemic. It's a social distancing wedding, so everybody was sitting, like, pretty far away. It was three people per row. I think she could invite 35 people. I don't know if all 35 people came. It didn't look like it, but, I mean, her wedding came out amazing, I think, so. So then we all kind of went into our positions. We walked down the aisle as we were supposed to. I'll be honest, I didn't know the person that I was walking with down the aisle with. And so, I mean, I'm awkward as hell, so I'm pretty sure, like, I did all right. But yeah, you could tell both of us were definitely a little awkward because we didn't know each other and da-da-da-da, like, all that. But we walked down the aisle. I think we were the last ones to walk down the aisle before the flower girls. And then the flower girls walked down the aisle. And then Tyler walked down the aisle, and she walked down the stairs, walked a little bit, tripped, got up, and then started picking up the flower petals. So then Jeremiah had to go get her, and then the bride came. Sam, like, portrays herself as such, like, this, like, badass, and it makes me so happy that my badass best friend had a Disney-themed wedding. It makes me so happy to see that and say that. But, and then, oh my gosh, Sam looked absolutely amazing on Saturday. She looked absolutely amazing. And I mean, like, she's cute on every day, but on Saturday, holy fuck, bro. And everybody was like, it was just a really good wedding. She walked down the aisle with her dad, and then her dad sat down, and then the girls sat down with her dad, and then Tyler tried to sit down with Jeremiah, but she wanted to sit next to the girls, so he put her in between them. And it was really cute, because Presley was talking a little bit, and she's not the quietest talker, so you hear, shh, 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 Presley, shh. It was really funny. And then, the ceremony started, Justin's dad is the one that married them, and I think all of it just turned out really, really cute. I think the best part is that Justin was crying, and I mean, shit, I don't blame him. If Sam walking down the aisle, dude, I teared up a little bit, I'll be honest. I teared up with the girls walking down a little bit, and then I started tearing up again when Sam walked down the aisle. So, I don't blame him. But yeah, and then it actually, like, I was expecting that to be, as a kid, I remember it being so much longer than it was, but I think that it went, I absolutely loved it. Like, it was super cute. It had a little, it had a little, like, funnies here and there. Tyler, stop. It had a little funnies here and there and everything, and so I absolutely loved it. I thought it was really great, and then after that, we, Ty. Please stop. And then after that, we actually ended up losing Tyler. She totally disappeared on us. We have no idea where she went. We're in an area we don't know. I've never been to that venue before or place before. So when she disappeared, Jeremiah and I pretty much both went downstairs. We just took opposite routes. He took the short way. I took the long outdoor way because that's the way that I went with Tyler. And for her dress being too long, this 3-year-old made it all the way downstairs and was working her way back upstairs without falling on her dress. So, props to her. And then Jeremiah ended up finding her first, and then, of course she's gonna cry. She got in trouble. She walked away without telling us. We didn't know where she was. She could have been anywhere. So yeah. But we found her, she's good, and then Jonesy tried to tell me that she looked at me and she said, Haley, and I was like, yeah, and she's like, with the next one, as she points at my belly, she said, you need to be nicer, and I just looked at her like, child, walk away from your mother and let her think you lost her and then see the outcome, like, just let it happen. I didn't say it, but I kind of just looked at her like, and then, yeah. So we went to the car. Jeremiah went home because he wanted to beat traffic because he was in the motorcycle. And I don't like the light on the motorcycle. I think it's too dull. So he went home before dark. And then I went to the reception. And it was a lot of fun. It was really laid back. And there were burritos and tacos, which I think are amazing. Like, that's such an amazing idea. Especially with how picky of an eater Sam is, that was probably the best idea. And then there was, like, their bar that they had was the cutest thing. It was, like, the backyard shed that they had just turned into a bar. And they had, like, a table. And then they had, like, signs that were, like, alcohol. And then, like, in the bottom it said, because no good story ever started with hold my water. It was super stinking cute. I loved it. And then they had the first dance a little later. And when we got there, I waited a little bit. And then I got out of my dress and into, like, normal clothes. Everybody else had changed out of their dress. So I kind of got the vibe that I could. And then after the first dance that they had that was super cute, Sam got out of her dress. I don't know if Justin ever changed out of his suit, but that's got to be a lot more comfortable than a dress. Because I'll be honest, I should have, like, there needs to be, like, I don't know, dude. Like, things were sweaty during the reception. Like, things were sweaty. Not right now.
We want to.
Not right now.
We want to.
No. Not right now, baby. But, and so then, one of the most awkward moments of my life came, and I definitely hate how it happened. Like, I hate what I said. I hate, like, I'm just really awkward, and I'm really not a social speaker in front of people that I specifically don't know and have met that day. And the speeches. The groom's best man speech and the maid of honor speech. I think that the best man speech was really, it was really cute. And then I also think that mine was just really awkward because I'm super shy and I have tried to be sentimental with Sam before and she kind of told me to stop. So I didn't know what to do, guys. Okay. but I also, Kona, okay, and then I wanted to say something amazing. I wanted to say something good because Sam, you're okay. You're okay. Because Sam is a really good person, and she has, like, helped me grow a lot. And so I wanted to be sentimental, but I was so put on the spot. And I'll be honest with you, I was so exhausted and not looking forward to the drive home. Like, I was just drained. I got home, and I pretty much fell right asleep, almost. But yeah. So, another thing that happened that day is that our car got broken into during the reception. So while we were at the venue, our car got broken into. I guess that I forgot to lock the door while we were in the busyness of the day. Like, life gets busy. We're only human. We're going to fuck up. So I forgot to lock the door. Our car got broken into. I mean, not really broken into, just walked into. And, I mean, they stole our sunglasses and my wallet, and that was it. Like, everything else that had more value, I mean, in the glove box, there was something that had more value than my wallet had in it. Like, you're not taking nothing if you took my wallet. But at the same time, like, I am really bummed. I had to rebuild and everything. I still need to get, like, all my new cards. I have a new card coming and whatnot. But anyway, I did want to say that really quick. It did suck. And I didn't realize it until I had already basically gotten home. So, I mean, I was pissed. But at the same time, like, I'm pretty over it now. It happened. It sucked. I learned. And now I'm going to carry a purse with me so that my wallet, my phone, and my keys all over the place. And I don't need a pocket. Because that's why I don't bring my keys. But I did want to write something for Sam and for her wedding and I did want to have a speech, but I honestly froze. I've got really bad stage fright, and I don't talk very well in front of people unless they're children. So, and even then, I get nervous. So, I do have my speech here with me that I want to say on this because I don't just want the little bit of people, because I said it kind of late. Like, we all said the speech is kind of late. And a lot of people were leaving or had already left. And I don't want just those people to know what I think of Sam. I want, like, everyone to know what I think of Sam. Because she is a lot of help and everything. So, I have it written down right here. And I'm just going to read it. And y'all can judge less because I actually put time into this. So, and a lot of heart. All right. So, Sam, this is the speech that I wish I would have given instead of the one that I pulled out of my ass because I got really scared really fast, so I'm sorry. But here it is. I said, Sam, you and I have only known each other for about 3 years, and in that 3 years, I have learned so much. You have opened my eyes and showed me that parenting isn't perfect. It can be a bit messy, and that not every day is going to go as planned, and to just roll with the punches. Growing up with a house full of boys, I've always wanted a sister, and you took the big sister spot pretty quickly. No summer application needed. People say some of our personality is from people we look up to. And, well, thanks, now I have learned to be awkward, but just a little bit more cute about it. But hey, I still always want you to order my coffee for me. I remember one of the first times I opened up to you, and it genuinely felt like you were not only listening, but you understood my pain or struggle to an extent. In the beginning of your divorce, I remember watching you struggle, but still getting shit done for your girls. I watched the girls more and more and have no complaints. I watched you rebuild what you had. You showed me it was possible. Then you were there for me through my breakup. You let me be sad for a little bit, but then I had this date and with this guy, and you let me use your car. I dropped Tyler off with my mom, and I drove home. I sat in the driveway contemplating to go inside or go on a date. And I knew you wouldn't accept my cold feet and send me back out, and that's how I met my happy. You showed me it was worth it. Because now you have Justin, and now I watch you smile and laugh more than ever. We lived together for a little bit, and I watched you light up when you would just hear his car door shut after he got home from work, and he hadn't even walked in the door yet. I'm so happy you found someone who loves not only you, but your kids too. He brings you flowers and Kit Kats. He helps with the kids. He is perfect for you and you for him. Even though I had no idea what a maid of honor did when you asked me to take the role, thanks to Google and asking questions, I hope I didn't disappoint. I am so thankful I was able to attend such a beautiful wedding. I am so thankful I got to see what a real love looks like. And I hope you guys the best. Congratulations. P.S. It's your turn. So yeah. That was a speech that I wish I was able to make. Instead of my choke of a speech that I did. Because honestly, Sam is one of the best people that have happened, that has come to my life. We both kind of met at, we were in a good place, but we kind of knew we were in a sinking area, in my opinion. And I hope that I don't know if she sees it the way I see it, but in my eyes, we kind of helped each other get back on our feet and back up. I wasn't able to help her financially, but I was able to be there for her kids. And I was able to, you know, if she needed to go drink one night or if she needed to, you know, I was there for her when she needed me. And however I could help, I did. And that's what I really enjoy. And I hope that Sam and I never have a fallout. I mean, I don't see it happening because I don't see it happening. But I'm super, super thankful that I was able to be part of the wedding. And I'm super happy for Sam and Justin. And I hope that they really do have a happily ever ending. Happily ever after. But that's pretty much all I got for you guys now. The wedding was amazing and it was beautiful. Sam looked beautiful. Justin looked great. Everybody just looked really, really great. And I'm super happy how it turned out. I hope she is too, because it was perfectly imperfect to me. And I loved it. It was very warming. But alrighty, that's all I got for you guys today. And I'm gonna talk at you later. Bye, guys.